This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Call in and, well, you know, it's Free Talk Live. You can talk about what you want to talk about here. We were discussing college in the last hour and sort of the, you know, necessity and not so much of college, the costs that go into it. And perhaps I think the biggest takeaway from this this article is that it really doesn't matter that much which school you go to, that it's not really going to be a big predictor of your success in life. I thought that was fascinating.
I think it is for the elite. They're not gonna have.
But they're gonna go to those schools anyway.
Yeah, they're gonna be how they are regardless.
And what's success for somebody who starts out with all the money in the world? I don't know. Like, if you
success would be not losing all of it.
That would be that, yeah. I don't know if those people are the best prepared because, frankly, those who inherit money are, don't do particularly well with it.
Right, but you could still wind up becoming president of the United States. Just ask the orange guy.
Or George Bush was born quite wealthy. George W. Bush. W.
Well, I'm just thinking of somebody that was born, inherited a lot of money, lost all of it, and still became president. At least George W. Bush, to my knowledge, didn't wind up filing bankruptcy multiple times, although the dumbass did trade Sammy Sosa to the Cubs when he was running the Rangers.
Did... Yeah, that seems bad. Did Donald Trump file personal bankruptcy or business bankruptcy?
Business bankruptcy four times.
I mean, businesses go bankrupt. You open them, some of them work,
right.
Some of them don't.
There's also an interview he did one time where he said that he joked to his daughter while looking at a bum, you know the difference between me and him? That guy's $8 billion richer than I am.
I've heard that story with multiple people as the guy saying it. So, it's true. Maybe lots of people have lots of wealthy people have debt, and I couldn't speak to it.
If you're less than $20 trillion in debt, you're doing better than the United States federal government.
Yeah, that much is true. They're all predicated upon debt. Daryl, jaywalking? We have new jaywalking technology?
We have the technology, or at least some police departments apparently have the technology. Story from the New York Post. And actually, this is out of China, even though it's being reported in the New York Post. They say jaywalkers in China are not to be named, shamed, and slapped with an instant, or rather are to be named, shamed, and slapped with an instant SMS fine. SMS is the text messaging thing. And it says that it's all thanks to a cutting-edge artificial intelligence.
So if they're getting it there, we're going to have here over here relatively soon is the claim, right?
Probably. I don't know how the whole Fourth Amendment thing would wind up standing in the way, but it doesn't seem to stand in the way of the red light camera tickets.
Right.
Or the speeding camera tickets.
I've got to say I'm pro-jaywalking. Now, I don't want somebody getting out in front of my car or whatever, but here in New Hampshire, and I know many places around the United States, if you're inside of the crosswalk, whether there's a light or not, if you're just inside of the crosswalk, you've got the right of way. I'm of the opinion the crosswalk is the, this is the area for geriatrics, women with pushing baby buggies, families where a two-year-old is whose hand is held is in tow. But the rest of us can pretty much get across the street without too much trouble. I know,
but even in a crosswalk, in certain municipalities, if the light doesn't say walk,
right,
and you run jaywalking across in the crosswalk,
that's jaywalking. Yeah, that's jaywalking if you're not doing it at the right time. But I'm of the opinion that, A, I don't need to be, I don't want to be in the crosswalk, and I don't want to push, I certainly don't want to push that button, you know, the button that goes beep, boop, beep, boop, or whatever makes the noise so that, you know, all the traffic
and
stops.
People red lights.
Yeah, and this is the only way to get us across the street. I just don't need that. Yes, I think there are people who need it, but I don't. I'll get across the street. It'll be fine. I don't need your help, cars. I'll get through. You know, just stay in your lane. Don't run across the double yellow line here. Let me go to the middle, and then I can cross from there. Like, I'll be fine. I can get across the street without all that trouble. And here's some news for you. It'll be better for the cars. It's better for the walk. It's better for everybody if you just leave me alone to my own devices. I'll get across the street. Now, somebody who's sauntering, especially in the crosswalk, just like, I got the right of way, and I guess you're just going to have to slow down, you big murdering vehicle. I hate him. I hate that. A grown man walking slow in a crosswalk, I swear, it ought to be a misdemeanor.
Now, Mark, I don't know how often you come into Keene and drive around downtown.
Often enough.
Have you seen the guy, the one-legged guy in the wheelchair?
No.
Who will, if he sees vehicles, and I've seen him do this, where he'll start pushing himself backwards and then go forward and then push him, and he just takes as long as he can. But if there's no cars, he just scurries right across the road. But if there's a car, he'll just push himself backwards and take as long as he can getting across.
Well, it sounds like a really great guy. The good news about that is you may have to wait for him for 45 seconds, but he has to live with himself for the rest of his life, and that's got to stink.
Crosswalks, yeah, I think crosswalks are anti-civilizational. I think the roads are for cars, basically, and that's it. And if you're a pedestrian, then you do not have the right of way. You're at least number two to everybody else on the road. And if you need to cross the road, you're just going to have to find the best place to do it and cross there.
The reality is
the city we live in has so many crosswalks. It's a nightmare. And it's not the way people in the 21st century should live.
So let me give some advice that I got when I worked for the airline, and it was actually one of the rules. Although they didn't exactly put it this way, always yield to things bigger than you.
I think that's really great advice.
So if you're walking and somebody is driving one of the baggage carts or some other thing, you yield to them. If you're in one of those things and there's an airplane coming, you yield to that. So you always yield to something that is larger than you.
My opinion is that if you're going to be doing a crosswalk, if you're, you know, crossing the street and you're of the opinion the car is going to stop for you and not run you over, you need to keep eye contact. You need to be looking towards the windshield of the next vehicle that could possibly kill you. And you want to make sure you understand what that person's doing if you've got some kind of, you know, eye contact or whatever. And let's not be lax in getting across the street. I mean,
right.
You know, you can hurry up a little bit. You don't have to sprint or anything like that. And yes, health issues are a concern, but I'm just talking about people with normal health conditions.
Yep.
I would consider myself in that group. I used to have a lower back issue, and there are times when I can't, you know, in the past when I haven't been able to move very fast at all, but the vast majority of times, even with a lower back issue, I can get across the street and everything, you know, is just fine.
You know, we never heard back from that city that got rid of all of their traffic signs.
There have been several of them in Europe.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of one in Germany, and what it promoted drivers making eye contact with each other instead of just staring at the signs, staring at the light, and then when it turns green, putting your foot on the pedal and going.
Yeah,
people were communicating.
Mindless.
And accidents were reduced. The story that I remember seeing this in is from 2008, so it's pretty old.
Yep.
But they even put a children's park in a place where they wanted to slow the traffic down.
Well, I'll just use the kids as like human shields.
Yeah, so apparently it worked.
One thing, so I think that the sort of giving pedestrians right of way and making sure that everybody knows what the signage is, that the pedestrians have the right of way, it teaches pedestrians this sort of unrealistic view of the world, because, you know, they get all
exactly.
Everybody will stop for you and do whatever you want, Sarah.
Right, and they should, stop for you. But if they don't, you're going to die. And you don't want to be in a situation, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're going to die. And if you get this expectation built up, well, it's deadly. It's a deadly expectation. 855-450-3733. Are we all wrong on this? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. talking about, I guess there's new technology that's using facial recognition software to catch jaywalkers, and it's probably coming to, at some point, a municipality near you that makes you uncomfortable. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Sunday, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The FDA is taking 5 to 10 years off of your life and is responsible for the death of untold millions of people since its creation. Find out about why the FDA should be abolished from libertarian author and longtime medical researcher Dr. Mary Ruart in her new book, Death by Regulation. The book is on pre-order, and we want to make a big splash on April the 10th when it's released. Dr. Ruart's offering $60 in bonuses for this $27 book. More pre-orders means higher ranking on the Amazon charts. By the way, we've read others of her books, and she's a great author. A higher rank means more people will be exposed to this book, its important message, the libertarian message generally. This is activism, so you can go to deathbyregulation.us to pre-order your copy today. Deathbyregulation.us to order your copy today. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Mortified Penguin calling in on Skype.
Hey, greetings, my friends. How's it going tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
All right, and yeah, shout out to the Discord trolls over in LRN Discord.
You're here.
I have a couple questions for Mr. W. Perry tonight. First of all, if you don't mind, I told Dennis, if you do, what does the W stand for?
It stands for W.
Lenny.
I've got a friend that's convinced that it stands for wombat, so I'll just go with that.
Wombat. Okay, great. I'll take that. And another question about your running. I mean, obviously the running and the marathon prep is going great. I can't ever seem to get myself motivated to run. I actually tend to sprint. I kind of like the like a cross country kind of thing. But okay. I hate running. I can never get myself to do it. Like, what do you do to get yourself motivated?
You know, I hated running until a couple of years ago, and then I just started doing it. So I don't know if there's a way that I can answer the question. But one thing that I've found that sort of helps keep me motivated, like keep me motivated, not get me motivated. So if you're having trouble just finding the motivation, I don't know. But maybe have a goal in mind of you want to run a local 5K. Or you want to wind up, okay, you know, competing in an event, and then hopefully that will then encourage you to where, well, I want to do good in this thing, so then you'll find a training program maybe.
And, Daryl, you never joined clubs or ran with groups of people, did you? You were always going solo.
You just want to lose weight, right?
Right. So it started out just a way to – and actually, I didn't even run until I got – I say I got tricked into doing a triathlon, okay, where I just misunderstood what the French-Canadian gym owner had said. And so I signed up for a triathlon. I thought she said we're going to do it on the roof. So I thought there was going to be like a kiddie pool and something, but she said we're going to do it as a group. And there were group trainings, and because I was still recovering from a knee injury, I wasn't able to really do the group trainings. So the triathlon was just absolutely brutal. I thought I was going to die like a dozen times, and then the swimming wound up ending. And then the biking and the running weren't horrible. Got it done, and I finished, and I didn't die, so that was one of the goals. But then it was several months later when I even really tried to run again, and I just wanted to, a year ago, I wanted to be able to run a 5K without having any walk period during the 5K. And then I wound up at, you know, what, the end of the fall, running an entire half marathon with no walking.
What seems to happen to runners, and I think to weightlifters to some extent too, and people who generally participate in regular exercise, is that first they do it because they feel like they have to. They want to get some goal. They want to lose some weight. They want to, you know, do a 5K or whatever it is. And then after they've done it regularly for a period of time, then it becomes chemical, right? So you, if you don't run, I'll bet you you feel this kind of jonesing, like this wish. This
if I don't do some kind of physical exercise, then I wind up not being in a good mental place.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of weeks ago, actually beginning of the month, when I went for my first real run of the season, because I took January and February as sort of off season because I
did a lot of stuff.
True. Once a week on a treadmill, because otherwise it was ice and snow outside. I went for, like, my first real run of the year in, like, the first week of March. And, my ankle and my hamstring and my left leg are feeling kind of bad. Googled the symptoms. Oh, I think I've got some tendonitis in my ankle.
Tendonitis. No D. Tendonitis.
It's got a D.
All right. I'll take a look.
You get confused with, like, tinnitus or something.
Yeah. Tinnitus is the thing in the ear. Tendonitis is a tendon problem.
Yes.
And so WebMD says, you know, like, rest for about 2 weeks. So for a week and a half.
Looks like you're right.
I did no physical exercise at all. I didn't go to the gym. I didn't do any yoga. I didn't do any running. And I was just not in a good mental place.
And yeah, I'm lifting. I'm definitely there, but it's just grueling. I don't know. It's just,
lifters rarely run, and runners rarely lift.
Rarely, but all of the training guides that I've seen for how to prepare for any long distance event, they put in there do strength training.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They will generally say only go to the gym like once or twice a week. I'm generally going 3 or 4 times. I'm not exactly doing it by the books, although I am following a training plan for this upcoming half marathon.
I'm before that, though.
Anything else?
I'm looking forward to the gym. Well, like I said, to supplement my my lifting, I kind of run like short distance sprints. I kind of run for speed.
Yeah.
And, like, I come cross country things, so I like running on terrain. But I mean,
and
I want to get to that place where I got to run, and if I don't run, I feel miserable. And I still kind of do, but still can't get myself. I don't know. I need to get up at home.
I want to recommend two fitness podcasts that I listen to. Right. One of them, they're both weekly. One of them is called "So This Is Fitness." And the other is, how was your run today?
There you go, Fortified Penguin. Thanks for it all.
All right, take care, guys.
Yep. I feel remiss if I didn't mention it. I started doing jiu-jitsu about a year ago. One of the reasons I did it was I just got I'd stopped lifting weights some time ago, and I didn't want to start doing it again. It's boring to pick things up, move them around, and put it back down. I wasn't into it. So I started going to jiu-jitsu class. And you'll definitely get some cardio work out of it. It's not the most efficient by any stretch of the imagination. It's intended to teach you self-defense, not intended to give you a workout. But it definitely is effective in that arena. So if one thing doesn't seem like a good idea to you, try a group class. Try a variety of things. Different things work for different people.
Yes.
We don't normally do fitness advice, but here you go. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or lrn.fm is our username on Skype.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
For you to call in is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And as evidenced by the call last segment, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. We'll step down from whatever conversation we're having, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. The caller wanted to talk about Daryl's fitness
regime.
Yeah, that's right. Daryl's not the only one who works out around here, people. Just because he talks about it all the time.
You wait. You do jujitsu. I don't do anything at all.
Yeah. Well, you've got a more active job than I do. You know, I mean, you're a janitor. You're the Liberty janitor, so you've got to lift some things. You got to move some, get them up some floors. You got to sweep some things and
That's
all that
true.
Stuff. So you're standing, moving. Those are good things, whereas I'm trying to sell radio ads and maybe do some cryptocurrency trading or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Zencash, speaking of cryptocurrency trading, Zencash is one that I'm pretty bullish on. Prices are quite low right now. And
bullish is the good thing, right?
Bullish is the good thing.
Okay.
Charges like a bull. I believe that it's going to do quite well in the next 3 to 6 months. That's a belief. It's one backed up by my the portfolio that I manage. So you can check it out, Zencash. They've got, it's a very secure network. 8,000 secure nodes, and it's one of the most distributed node systems in cryptocurrency. It's a platform for cryptocurrency, which is, by the way, very private. And it's also built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the idea of voluntary interaction being written right into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. It's one of these proof-of-work cryptocurrencies, and you can either sort of just buy, sell, and trade with it, or you can do it completely privately, and nobody knows what you've been doing. Zencash.com to go get started. Zencash.com. Daryl, we were on this article about facial recognition and jaywalking. I don't think I let you get very far into it.
Yeah, I basically got two sentences in. Apparently in China, jaywalkers, at least in the southeastern city of Shenzhen, are getting text messages with a fine for jaywalking. They're using some artificial intelligence.
How do they know your telephone number to send you a text message?
Everybody in China, I think, is all they're all on Weibo, and that's like you get a citizen score on that. They've got some kind of a partnership with the Chinese state.
So the article here says if you jaywalk, a CCTV camera will scan your face and flash it up on the huge screens for all to see, according to the South China Morning Post. If that wasn't embarrassing enough,
yeah, who cares?
There are now plans to ping offenders' phones with a quick-fire fine as soon as they violate the rule.
How much?
Doesn't say this far up in the article. The AI company behind the billboards IntelliFusion is in talks with mobile phone networks and local social media platforms to enforce the new system. The firm is reportedly speaking with WeChat, China's all-encompassing messaging app, which locals use for everything from work and personal chat to mobile payments and blogging, and Sina Weibo, the country's answer to Twitter. WeChat currently boasts over 1 billion users compared to China's 1.3 billion population. Wang Jun, IntelliFusion's director of marketing solutions, told the South China Morning Post, "Jaywalking has always been an issue in China. The combination of technology and psychology can greatly reduce instances of jaywalking and will prevent repeat offenders."
I imagine it's a much bigger deal where, I mean, I haven't seen jaywalking be too much of a problem basically anywhere but I've been, but major cities.
Yes.
In major cities, you got to stop the pedestrians from walking so that the cars get their chance to go. But other than that, I think that the pedestrian traffic moves along pretty nicely when there aren't any cars there and people just jaywalk across the street.
Yeah.
You got to look both ways, but that's what I think people should be doing anyway. I think pedestrians should be looking at the road as a dangerous place, not a place where they're entitled to be.
And most major cities that I've been, they wind up having pedestrian traffic going the same time as cars.
Yes.
In the same direction, whereas the small towns, no, nobody can walk for the next 5 minutes.
Right.
And then everybody gets to walk every direction for 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't
Which is just absolutely ridiculous. If cars are going down First Avenue, you should be able to cross the cross street while cars are going down First Avenue.
Yeah.
Continuing on with this article, it says in the 10 months prior to February of this year, a whopping 13,930 jaywalkers had their mugshots displayed on the screens at, well, it says mugs, but, you know, they're taking the facial recognition picture, which is basically a mugshot, and posting it on these giant displays in town. Nearly 14,000 people have had their pictures displayed on screens at one busy intersection.
I bet that is a very interesting video to watch. Let's just watch the video of, you know, the feed of people's faces who have jaywalked.
And then while you're distracted by the picture of all of the faces, you get run over by a car.
Yeah.
The move is part of a bigger surveillance push in China to track local citizens. And it's being powered by a network of 170 million CCTV cameras.
170 million. I wonder what those cost to install.
a bunch of money, many
of
which are being fitted with AI, including facial recognition. These security cams are already being used to regulate traffic and pinpoint drivers who break other rules. An estimated 400 million more security cameras will be installed over the next 3 years, according to a recent report from the BBC.
Well, there you go. Facial recognition jaywalking cameras on the way. They say that these cameras do other things, like I presume catch people going through red lights and that whole gamut.
Probably.
It looks like
here's what we need. Here's what we need. And I'm saying this with tongue firmly planted in cheek because I am not in support of police body cameras because of the roving surveillance problems. We need facial recognition installed into the police body cameras that are then roving around the city 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You see how strange it sounds to say we need roving surveillance cameras? Because libertarians, by and large, oppose these fixed surveillance cameras because of this reason and others. But yet, if you put the surveillance camera on somebody that's just moving around the city constantly, all of a sudden it's better.
Yeah, I agree with you that this was brought up on Free Talk Live before, you know, while we were supporting heavily police body cameras, and I'm not sure that I'm against police wearing cameras.
But you've always been I've always known you as being a big proponent of the badge cams and so forth.
I like that because I feel like we, the citizenry, should be able to see what these folks are doing. And it has caught a lot of cops planting evidence up this point. There's been several stories, and I think that's pretty cool. But I think you're absolutely right, Daryl, that between the red light cameras, the speeding cameras, the cops' cameras, the cars, the cameras on the police cars, probably every other government vehicle. Now, the police cars have cameras that'll scan your license plate and do all that stuff. Every other government vehicle is going to have a camera soon, too. I mean, goodness, we don't want a city worker not having a camera, because then what if they get an accident and it's not their fault or it is their fault? I don't know what.
Right.
And then all these cameras. We're not very far from this, are we, people? All these cameras are now linked together in one big sort of Skynet AI situation.
And, panopticon.
Yeah, a panopticon is a perfect word for that. And they're watching us all the time. They've got the facial recognition, so they know they got your license plate. They know where you're driving, where you're walking, what you're doing. Everybody, all the time, putting together your patterns.
I'd be surprised if there wasn't at least a pilot program with facial recognition software for badge cams and so forth.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453 Free Talk Live. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You call in and talk about what you would like to talk about here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Panopticon, as Johnny Ray said.
Yeah, but that's not my word. You don't know it just because you're dumb. Everybody else knows it.
Everybody else knows it. I'm sure they do. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Here on Free Talk Live. I just liked it, and I want to make sure you got credit for mentioning it on the air. It's
no clear. Good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, no problem
the
at all.
Panopticon is a type of institutional building and a system of control designed by the English philosopher and social theorist Jeremy Bentham.
It means all-seeing eye. Essentially.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. I mean, we're talking about in China, they're installing these cams that will catch you jaywalking. I suspect that's coming soon to a municipality near you when they've got the cams that
are
on the red light.
It'll probably get exported to the UK before it comes to the US.
They've got more than a million closed circuit cameras there too. I'm just saying all these cams, whether they're on the red light cameras, just these jaywalking cams, the cams on the police cars, the cams on the police chests, who knows where else they're going to put cams, where they feel like it. They're all going to be hooked in together. They're going to be able to tell right from your license plate. They're going to be able to read your license plate. They're going to be able to see your face. And pretty soon, they're going to know what you do all the time.
And
don't forget, the book, Three Felonies a Day, outlines how everybody breaks the law.
Mark, I just wanted to touch on your support for libertarian solutions involving body cameras. And a couple of weeks ago, I realized that this is just an idea we need to step away from, because if you watch Captain America Civil War, you can see that Robert Downey Jr. is now about 17 or 18 years old. You know what I mean? People can manipulate images and manipulate video, so you can't even trust what you get, so don't go down that road.
Forget Civil War. Look at Rogue One, where an actor who's been dead 27 years...
Yeah, I heard about that. I haven't seen it.
Has a major role. Grand Moff Tarkin is brought back from Star Wars, the New Hope, the original, A New Hope, and CGI'd right into the movie, and it is seamless, nearly seamless. And this, if it's done well in this movie, imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years. And so, video.
Well, they've already got the stuff, and we talked about this several weeks ago because, well, it's on Pornhub, these things called deep fakes, to where there's computer technology that allows very realistic looking manipulation of videos to where you can put any actor or actress's face on somebody's body to where it looks like Emma Watson, or
who's that?
She's some actress.
Hermione Granger.
Yeah, Hermione Granger from the Harry Potter books. Yeah, that's what.
Okay, I don't know who she is. I just know that she's one of the people that they said her face has been put on these. Basically, all of the women from Game of Thrones have had their faces put on.
If they're famous and attractive, they've had their face slapped on. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks realistic. It looks like that person.
Yeah.
There's audio technology to where if they have just 20 minutes of someone speaking.
Well, they'll never get that from me.
They can wind up making that person say anything. And it sounds like that person.
Yeah. Well, what kind of world are we entering here? A world where video and audio are completely useless?
You can't even believe the things you see and hear.
Would somebody in the government manipulate your image, your audio, in order to railroad you?
They've already been doing it.
Where? When? Tell me about that.
Prosecutors manipulate things all the time. People get railroaded all the time.
Sure. They'll often leave things out, and... yes, that's happened, but, I mean, it's a new step to say, hey, underling, put together a video where we can show this person committing this crime so we can get ourselves a sweet conviction.
Right.
Well, I mean, they will use evidentiary science that is ridiculous, like some of the burn analysis. People have been convicted of arson and manslaughter for bunk science involving how a building goes up.
Yeah, this happened.
Hair samples.
Yeah.
This stuff is not as foolproof as you might think by watching police procedurals on ABC.
It's also, okay, so true, but what we're doing is dealing with a situation where the state says, we believe this is what happened, here's some evidence, and the jury's sort of like, well... Sounds legit. Sounds like a legit story. And conviction. In many cases, you won't even get a trial because very few, it's less, far less than 1% of arrests result in a trial in America. Far less than 1%. And the one of those that do, 66% of them result in convictions. Now, it doesn't make any sense to me. Clearly, we are not dealing with a system of angels where people don't make mistakes. So I would say the mistake level is higher than, some small fraction of 1% out there. But for whatever reason, juries decide that people who are willing to take their stuff to trial are by and large guilty. I don't know. I mean, we've got a broken system, in my opinion, and need something better. I don't think just changing the jury system is going to fix that, though.
Right. And, you mentioned the large number of people that wind up taking pleas, and a lot of times people will plead to things that they know they did not commit because they'll get some more serious crime dropped.
Well, yeah, and for one, if you're poor and you're sitting in the pokey, it's kind of, I mean, you're not going to get a defense.
Right.
So you might as well plea out, go to jail, start getting your gain time or your probationary, working towards your parole or whatever it's doing, rather than sitting in there. I can tell you, when I was in jail, that was happening all over the place. People were just taking pleas to get the heck out of there. They'd rather be guilty of something and then getting the game time and doing 20%. This was back in the 80s when I was in jail in Florida. But that's what was happening.
Right.
Things have changed. In Florida, it's an 85% rule now, and I would think that would have clogged up the system, but apparently not. Now I would presume that they're just offering much lower pleas.
And, you know, let's say the initial charge is felony level, and the prosecutor says, hey, we'll drop this down to a misdemeanor. You plead to this other thing. And then it's totally not even the thing you were charged with. And I can't necessarily think of there have been somebody charged initially with, say, possession with intent to traffic. And then, oh, we'll just charge you with possession, but we're going to change it from this to this other thing. And I've heard prosecutors say that people have pled guilty to things they did not commit just to wind up getting a higher charge dropped.
Yeah, it happens all the time. That's just the system as it exists here in the United States and I think around the world probably, but there's a lot more incarceration that goes on in the U.S.
Right, because we have these horrible things called mandatory minimum sentencing.
Why do you think it is, though? I mean, it's not like no other country thought, and it's not like no other country would like to have, more prison guards and a prison industrial complex. It's not like any of them wouldn't have, don't dislike mandatory minimums, whatever it is they're giving mandatory minimums out. So, gun charges and whatever and all these other things. It's not like these other countries couldn't fall prey to the prison industrial complex. But for whatever reason, the United States is the country that has.
Right. And the United States is also one of two countries that falls into this whole, binary option choice where most of the rest of the world, they have 4, 5, 6, 7 parties represented in their parliament. The United States is one of two countries with two.
Isn't that largely because of so the United States was the first constitutional republic, and it still has the same constitution, and the constitution basically sets things up so that the way that the voting goes and the way all the rest of the stuff goes makes it so that people just end up more or less feeling like they have to vote for one or two parties.
I know people say that.
You wrote a book on this.
But if you look at what the Congress makeup was before the government started printing ballots, we had 4, 5, 6, 7 parties represented in Congress. And then the government started printing ballots and...
Who printed the ballots before that?
The voters.
The voters?
The political parties.
Okay.
Anybody that wanted to print a ballot could print a ballot.
Okay.
And you would show up and say, here's my ballot. And you would turn in the ballot that either you made yourself or somebody handed you.
Huh.
And now you've got Republicans and Democrats setting the rules for who gets to run against them. And what do you know? They make the rules to where anybody that's not one of them has a very difficult path of getting on the ballot.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.